from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia, China, Rwanda, and Brazil push for technology to protect peacekeeping forces. Indonesia and 19 countries condemn Israeli policies in the West Bank. Here is the news in detail. Indonesia, together with China, Brazil, and Rwanda, served as co-chairs of the ambassadorial-level meeting of the Group of Friends on the Safety and Security of Peacekeepers, which discussed the utilization of new technologies in peacekeeping operations. Quoted from social media account of the Indonesia mission to the United Nations on Wednesday, the Deputy Permanent Representative of the Republic of Indonesia to the United Nations in New York, Ambassador Hari Prabowo, emphasized new technologies need to be utilized to bridge critical capability gaps in peacekeeping missions and to support the effectiveness and safety of troops in the field. According to him, Indonesia is committed to UN peacekeeping operations not only through diplomatic support but also through the tangible contribution of personnel in the field. The Indonesian government, along with 19 other countries, strongly condemn a series of recent Israeli decisions deemed to be expanding illegal control over the West Bank. These Israeli decisions include classifying Palestinian land as quote-unquote state land, accelerating settlement activity, and strengthening Israeli administration in the occupied territories. Through social media, the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Tuesday stated, illegal Israeli settlements violate international law, including UN Security Council resolutions and the 2024 advisory opinion of the International Court of Justice. These steps are considered to lead to de facto annexation and threaten the prospects for a two-state solution between Israel and Palestine. Moving on to the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs that will block tourism websites and applications or online travel agents that do not yet have a permit. This policy is being implemented together with the Ministry of Tourism to ensure tourist safety and create a fair business climate. Rizka Fadila has the details.
Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs, in collaboration with the Ministry of Tourism, will block tourism website and application or online travel agents that do not yet have a permit. After meeting with the Minister of Tourism in Jakarta on Thursday, February 24, Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Mutia Hafiz stated that this policy was adapted to ensure that travel agents can comply with the regulations set by the government.
If we find problematic ones, we will first check whether they are registered or not. If they are not registered, we will ask them to register. If they are unwilling to register, we can immediately carry out access restriction. However, for those that are already registered but do not comply with the regulations of the Ministry of Tourism, we will later listen to input from the Ministry of Tourism on whether to issue a warning letter or determine the extent of sanctions to be imposed on OTAs that do not follow the applicable laws according to the tourism sector.
Furthermore, Mutia Hafid also confirmed that this effort is being made to protect the local economy and create a fair business competition climate.
Because it's a pity, actually they could contribute taxes or levies for their regions, but then when they are perhaps not exposed or not registered, the potential additional funds or taxes that should be obtained become not optimal, and instead they might take benefits directly from other regions.
On the same occasion, Minister of Tourism Widianti Putri Wardana stated that the tourism sector is one of the drivers of the national economy, with a foreign exchange contribution estimated to reach 317 trillion rupiah in 2025. This achievement is targeted to be increased to $39.4 billion, or approximately 651 trillion rupiah by 2029. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government will collaborate with a number of partner countries to prepare plans for sending skilled workers who are graduates of senior high schools abroad. This step aims to open access to the international job market for Indonesian students. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the detail.
The Indonesian government will collaborate with a number of partner countries to prepare plans for sending skilled workers who are graduates of senior high schools abroad. This step aims to open access to the international job market for Indonesian students. Coordinating Minister for Community Empowerment, Muhaimin Iskandar, conveyed this after attending a meeting with the Minister for the Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers in Jakarta on Tuesday.
Saya dan Pak Menteri P2MI akan segera rapat dengan duta-duta besar.
Minister of Migrant Workers and I will soon hold meetings with ambassadors, both online and directly, concerning market prospects and preparations for the departure of skilled workers at minimum vocational high school and senior high school graduates, so they can work as much as possible in sectors that provide significant benefits to our workers.
Untuk bisa bekerja sebanyak-banyaknya di sektor-sektor yang memberi keuntungan banyak kepada para pekerja kita.
The Indonesian government hopes that partner countries, through their ambassador representatives, can convey business schemes and the potential for absorbing Indonesian workers. Furthermore, the government is also committed to encouraging an increase in the capacity of prospective workers through various collaborations with relevant stakeholders.
Kita sedang menyiapkan skill melalui verifikasi lembaga-lembaga pelatihan, lembaga-lembaga.
We are currently preparing skills through the verification of training institutions, vocational education implementation institutions owned by entrepreneurs and the private sector, as well as those owned by ministries and state institutions, to jointly continue preparing the skilled workers needed.
Sama terus menyiapkan skill workers yang dibutuhkan itu.
The government is targeting the placement of up to 500,000 skilled workers to several countries with high salary standards, such as Japan, Korea, and regions in Europe and America. The workers will be contracted for 2 to 3 years with an option for extension. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono emphasized water security has become one of the main priorities of the Indonesian government. During a town hall meeting in Jakarta on Tuesday, Agus explained this step is a concrete implementation of the second point of the Asta Cita mission, focuses on solidifying the national defense and security system through national self-reliance.
Water security ini adalah national priority.
Water security is a national priority. We want to solidify the national defense and security system by promoting national self-reliance, including through food, energy, and water self-sufficiency.
Minister Agus Harimurti also highlighted the challenge of equitable access to clean water that Indonesia faces. Although Indonesia is known as a maritime country with many rivers, data shows water availability per capita in several regions, particularly on the island of Java, is still far below that of neighboring countries. To address this challenge, the government is committed to accelerating the development of supporting infrastructure, such as dams and reservoirs. We end the news with the National Research and Innovation Agency of Indonesia, which is strengthening research into AI-based marine protein mapping to support the Free Nutritious Meal Program. Hasna Nur Afifah has the full report.
The National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, is developing marine resource mapping technology to optimize the potential of fish, shrimp, and seafood protein. The initiative was conveyed during the webinar Synergy of Data, Science, and Cross-Sectoral Information for the Success of the National Nutrition Program in Jakarta on Wednesday. The research utilizes artificial intelligence and deep learning approaches to identify potential fishing areas. This approach is expected to support more diverse nutritious protein resources for the free nutritious meal program. BRIN AI researcher Resi Ekocharaka emphasized that marine protein holds significant potential to support the program. He stated that technology plays a key role in mapping and optimizing Indonesia's marine resources.
Protein laut sebenarnya juga salah satu solusi gitu ya.
When we talk about free nutritious meal, marine protein is actually one of the solutions. To maximize this, of course, we need technology. That's why here we use AI or several deep learning summaries so we can map out areas that have potential for fishing, for fish, for shrimp, and also for seaweed.
Resi expressed hope that the research could maximize marine protein potential as a concrete solution for MBG. He also highlighted the importance of technology and mapping potential fishing zones.
So the hope is that this research can be maximized to provide protein, marine protein specifically.
Resi added that the program requires a cross-sectoral approach, including health aspects and calculations of children's calorie, protein, and fat intake. He also noted that involvement of the agriculture, nutritious food production, and marine sectors to ensure supply availability. According to him, local governments play an important role in overseeing and ensuring effective implementation at the regional level. Hasnandor Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm Indra Asmo, President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik of Indonesia, I wish you happy fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, 1447 Hijriah. The month of Ramadan is a moment to strengthen the values of faith, integrity, and social concern. In line with Radio Republik Indonesia's vision as a trusted, relevant, impactful, and inspiring public media, we are committed to continuing to present podcasts that educate, inspire, and strengthen national unity and values. Through the spirit of Ramadan, RRI will continue to fulfill its role as a platform for accurate and balanced information, a means of public education, and a source of inspiration that fosters optimism and hope for this nation. May our fasting be accepted by Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and may this Ramadan bring blessing, peace, and a renewed spirit in serving the community and the nation. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Janji jadi suamimu
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Amid the bustling downtown of Jakarta, you can find a rare, unique local porridge called bubur ase. This is a special cuisine of Betawi Tengah people, the native people of central Jakarta. A mix of local and European culture, it is made from porridge drizzled with a local meat stew semur, a legacy of Dutch heritage. In this stall, located near the well-known Selamat Datang Monument, bubur ase is topped with bean sprouts, cucumber, peanuts, and pickled vegetables, and served with crackers.
Dari Bogor jauh-jauh mau nyari bubur ase, nggak ada lagi yang jual. Kan nggak ada bubur pakai kuah semur, daging, asinan.
Teh manisnya 3, Mbak.
Enak nih, segar gitu.
This morning, people are flocked to the stall, ordering bubur ase and others, including ketan serundeng, sticky rice topped with grated coconut that mixed with brown sugar. The stall is now managed by Bang Lopi, hence its namesake stall.
Dulu yang datang orang tua saya. Sekarang saya sudah 3 generasi. Kalau saya sudah 30 tahun lalu pegang.
With its special taste and hot plain tea, bubur ase could be your morning starter to explore the world's Mika City.
Voice of Indonesia.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Kita bertemu dan kamu tinggalkan topi hitam, sisakan helai rambut ikamu. Lama-lama kita terbiasa saling cinta namun rahasia.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Bamboo Village, better known as Dusun Bambu Lembang, one of the popular tourism destinations in Bandung Regency, West Java, Indonesia, due to its complete facilities. Visitors can find Sundanese restaurants, lodging, rides, lakes, and charming natural scenery. Located under the foot of Mount Burangrang, Dusun Bambu offers fresh air and green scenery. No wonder, Dusun Bambu is visited by a lot of tourists. The entrance ticket price for Dusun Bambu Lembang is 20,000 rupiah per person or less than $1 during weekdays, based on information from its official Instagram account at dusun_bambu. Meanwhile, on weekends and national holidays, the ticket price is 30,000 rupiah or $2 per person. Listener, carrying the concept of one-stop leisure, Dusun Bambu offers complete facilities to visitors. Dusun Bambu has two types of lodging, namely cottage Kampung Layung and Sayang Helang. Guests can feel the sensation of staying with a traditional Sundanese rural atmosphere at cottage Kampung Layung. This inn is equipped with various 5-star resort facilities. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm Indrasmo, President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik of Indonesia, I wish you happy fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, 1447 Hijriah. The month of Ramadan is a moment to strengthen the values of faith, integrity, and social concern. In line with Radio Republik Indonesia's vision as a trusted, relevant, impactful, and inspiring public media, we are committed to continuing to present podcasts that educate, inspire, and strengthen national unity and values. Through the spirit of Ramadan, RRI will continue to fulfill its role as a platform for accurate and balanced information, a means of public education, and a source of inspiration that fosters optimism and hope for this nation. May our fasting be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and may this Ramadan bring blessing, peace, and a renewed spirit in serving the community and the nation. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak, di desa budaya suku Dayak, which means in the Dayak Cultural Village. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger and resident of Pampang Cultural Village, Samarinda City, in East Kalimantan. Chris expresses amazement when he sees a Dayak woman with long ears. Let's listen to their conversations.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. Banyak sekali, which means that's a lot. Anting, anting, which means earrings. Ibu, ibu, which means mother or mom or woman or lady. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. Telinga, telinga, which means ear. Panjang, panjang, which means long. Konon, konon, which means it was said or supposedly. Masyarakat, masyarakat, which means community or people. Suku Dayak, suku Dayak, which means Dayak tribe. Wanita, wanita, which means woman. Cantik, cantik, which means beautiful. Anak muda, which means young man or young woman. Tradisi, tradisi, which means tradition. In the conversations, you hear this statement, wow, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, which means wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. In this sentence, there is an interjection, wow, wow, which means wow or ow, which functions as an exclamation of admiration and amazement. The word wow, wow, which means wow or ow, is used by Chris to express his amazement at the number of earrings worn by a Dayak woman he met. Now let's listen to other example of the use of interjection wow, wow, which means wow or ow to express amazement. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Which means, wow, how magnificent the Borobudur temple is. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Which means, wow, how big the Mahakam River is. The Dayak tribe on the island of Borneo has a tradition known as Telingaan Aru. The tradition involves lengthening the ears by using earrings as weight. In Dayak belief, a woman's beauty is not judged by her face, but by the length of her ears. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
Banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang. Listeners, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa. Bye-bye.
Of Indonesia.
meja pelan-pelan agar dapat engkau rasa dalam pelukan malam.
Ku selipkan namamu dalam doa, ku eja pelan-pelan agar dapat kau rasa. Dalam pelukan malam, dalam hembusan angin, dalam pelukan sinar rembulan,
ingin ku memelukmu meski tak cukup.
Today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Mahesa. Enjoy!
Of Indonesia.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Kesejukan yang kau rasa, coba keluar di terik siang. Ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa, maka kehangatannya.